He is pure devotee. He wants to give up his false egos. Really, those who are like this, I honor them as a pure devotee. He is helping us in various ways. So, I think that he should continue to help me, to help devotees, others like he is doing. I want to hear something from him. Oh, what is really our object of our life? In India, once there was a pure devotee. His name was Raka. 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 Very pure devotee. Oh, he was like, oh, Nishkinchan. Nothing with him to tell that this is mine. Anyhow, he used to maintain his life by going to forest and pick up some dry oats and to sell in town area. Something coming, and thus he used to anyhow to maintain. His wife was, oh, very, 2 finger more than Raka. Her name was Banka. No? Banka. She was also a high class of devotee. Once they were going to forest, bringing oats, or sweats everywhere. Narada became worried. He saw them. He at once went to Narayan and he told, oh, you are very cruel. You can give anything to the beggars. Always chanting you, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. They don't want anything, but yet you have no care for them. Please give something. Narayan told that I am worried. I have tried so much to give them something, but they never take anything. If I am going to give, oh, they become more worried. So, I cannot give them. Oh, Narayan told that, oh, you have never tried. I want to see that you should try something. And in my presence, you should give them. Narayan told that, yes, you should climb on this tree and hide yourself. And Raka Baka will come in the way to forest to collect dry oats. And I will keep a bag full of golden coins. So much. It will be sufficient for their whole life. Then he climbed out on the tree and hid himself. And after some time, Raka and Banka were coming, chanting. What name? Narayan, 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 like this. So, Raka was walking somewhat fast, and Banka, being a lady, very smooth, she was somewhat behind. When he came on the shade of that tree, oh, Narayan has kept so many golden coins full of a bag in front of them. But it was not hidden in bag. Oh, it was on the way so that they should see and they should take it, collect. When Raka came, he saw this golden coin. And he, what is this? This will derail me from my object, main object. My object is to have anyhow the love of Narayan, pure love. But this will, if we will collect, then it will derail me and also to my wife. So he saw that she is far away somewhat. he took some dust and began to give on them to hide them, to cover. But anyhow, quickly she saw that he is doing something. What he is doing? So quickly she came and she saw that he giving some dust to cover the coin, that I am maybe weak, and then I will collect and I will be derailed. So she told to her husband, "Oh, why you are giving dust to dust?
To cover the dust.
Why you covering dust from dust? Oh, we should go." They never touched. A devotee should be like that. You should not be derailed. In this world, so beautiful young ladies and male, so many things in this world made by Maya to derail you, and then false ego may come and you will be derailed. Always be very careful. Acharyamano Veda Purusha, Purusho Veda. What? Khurashyadhara Nishita Duratya Durgam Patastat Kabhyogadhanati. Those who are realized soul, they say, they tell, the path of Supreme Lord, love, is like a very fine
edge of a razor.
It's a razor, more fine. And you will have to walk on this very carefully, so that you should have not any
cut, injury.
Very hard to go on this razor, blood razor. If you will be somewhat
careless,
at once you will be derailed or you will be cut. The love is like so. All the transcendental things are like this. So very careful, so that false ego should not come. And we should not be derailed from our object, love and affection of Krishna. That I told yesterday. So you should stand up and please speak two words about this. What is our goal? Or what must be our goal? Oh, you can come here. Face towards audience. You know that high class of devotees were hidden in this world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how discovered to Rupa and Sanatan? They were enjoying the ministry of Hussain Shah, Muslim king. And they were doing their jobs. Very wealthy. Prime Minister and Private Secretary of the King, both. How Mahaprabhu sprinkled his mercy and they came out of that bad will. And then they became Sri Rupa and Sanatan. We also know some Sanatana Siksha and Rupa Siksha. Very a jewel like in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Our object, our way, the path, everything is clear in that. From beginning to top, from very beginning to top. I request Sipat. What name? Dhrishtadyumna Prabhu. To touch these points and to speak some words on these things. He is very qualified. In all subjects, he is all round. and he is helping, so I am indebted to him. Like Shyam Rani, Vatnam, Vrindavan Vilasini, Aranya Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, oh, this Brahmachari, Radhanath and all. He is now helping me more, more, more. And in the future he will always help me. In Sanatana Goswami's Shiksha, if you will go so deep, you will be very happy. And in the same time, you will be very inspired. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told a story to Sanatana Goswami in a very easy way, in easy method. There was a boy, very, very poor, very poor. He had nothing to eat, no place to live. Oh, he was here and there, and very worried always. How should I maintain my life? A friend of father, his father, met him, and he was an astrologer. Oh, I know you. Who are you? You are a son of a very wealthy person, and your father was my friend. From beginning I know him. And he has kept so much jewels and so much wealth for you, hidden in your same very barren home. Now it is like nothing, no roof, nothing. But there were some walls. Oh, in this house, anywhere, it is hidden, I know. And I also know by astrology that where it is hidden. Surely you are a very wealthy, unfortunate boy. I will tell you some mystery. If you are coming to me, with me, and dig something, dig, okay? Yes. And then, oh, you will have so many jewels and gold and coins. And again we will be healthy like them, wealthy like your father. Don't worry. But don't dig it in south. Oh, there are so many snakes hidden there. And then will bite, and you will die. Don't go there. But even don't go to west. What there are? Ghost. Jaksha. Jaksha means?
Like ghosts.
They will swallow you at once. So don't go that side. And then north, don't go. There are some
wasps.
Bhimrul.
Wasps.
Hornet.
Huh?
Hornet.
Bees. Hornet means?
Bees. Hornets.
Bees.
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 Bees. They will attack at once and you die. So don't go there. Oh, come with me. Oh, here, where your father live in this room, in east. And here, oh, you should dig. And wonderful. Oh, only some
little bit
he took off the mud, and at once a very big jar, pot, with gold and coins and jewels it came out. And he became very happy. What is this? What is the behind this something? And that is, your father, oh, very wealthy. Who is he? Who is he? He's like your father. And the person who is astrologer, he is Gurudev, friend of that father Krishna. Krishna is unlimited wealthy. He can create this universe, whole universe in a moment, and can destroy. Even from his nail of the
toe nail.
Oh, crores of jewels and everything coming out. He never knows what is coming out. So you are really the Uttaradhikari,
inheritance
of that Lord, your father. But now you have forgotten what my father has kept. What is Easter? Oh, this is Bhakti Yoga. If you'll do a little bit, what little bit? Harir Naam, Harir Naam, Harir Naam Aivakev. Kalo Nasteva Nasteva. And that is what? What is name? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Oh, otherwise, huh? Oh, there are so many things. What? Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bo, Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bo. Digging something or chanting, remembering. Even a joke. Even for your dog you tell Narayan. Oh, Narayan may come. Oh, he must come. He is bound to come. And with not empty handed, with whole opulence. Tatte nukampam susumikshama. Bhunyan evatmakritam vibhag. Hritvag bhavi vidadhan namaste. Daibhag. Daibhag means you are inheritance to, oh, Supreme Lord Krishna. Oh, always wealth and so many opulence placed in the lotus feet of, oh, Supreme Lord. No? Always serving Lakshmi, not only lakhs and lakhs and thousands of all Lakshmis are serving his lotus feet. And if you are inheritance of that wealthy person, your father, oh, you will see you are very happy. Don't go to south. Oh, there is a very violent python or snake. Oh, this is Buddhism. Buddhism. Buddhism, you know, Buddhism? Oh, Buddhism. Cruel and very poisonous. Jainism, Mayabad,
Monism,
all are in south. Don't go, even in dream. And this is Gyankanda, Kanda, where devotees give their stools. Possessive stool. Don't go there. Only you can go to pass your stool, no harm. Don't go there. And what is? West, a dangerous Gandharva, Jaksha. I will swallow you. And what is this? Material sense gratifications. It seems very attractive and very happy. But it is like each age. You know each? What? At first it seems very happy, enjoyments. Oh, you enjoy. Very good. And after that, what becomes?
Burning sensation.
It is not aram, but be-aram. It is not happiness, but it is unhappiness. Suffering. So don't go towards the sense gratification. For a moment, you will see that. Oh, don't be worried. Oh, he used to come. I like him. Oh, I was praying, son, that, why you are making so much problems? Give darshan, and he is giving mercifully darshan. So don't disturb him. After two days, I was very worried. Oh, headache and so many things. Now I am happy. We came here in sun, and also we want to go in sun. So, don't disturb that west side. At once he will give. Pratishthasa sapacharamani mihrade nate. Katam sadhu prema, Krishna prema, mana. So, give up all these things, sense gratification. It will swallow you. You know, there was a king, his name was Jajati. But by the course of his Gurudev, Sukracharya, he became old in young age. Then he became very old. But the wife of Jajati was the daughter of Sukracharya, his Gurudev. So he is now, she was very upset. He requested his father that, you have given punishment, but very heavy. You should consider something. Bring him. And he was brought. Then he told that you can change this old age to anyone. There are your 5 sons. Any of them, if they can change, you can be young and they will be old, and then you can enjoy so many sense gratifications. Then he asked to his elder son, Jadu Maharaj, but he denied to give. He told that, father, I could have given this young age to you if you were going to do bhajan of Krishna, but you are going to enjoy what you have enjoyed in your lakhs and lakhs past births. You all, anytime you were she-goat, or goats were there. You enjoyed in the form of goats and she-goat. Sometimes like hogs and pigs. No ban at all. Now some ban. You should be with this husband, this wife. And in hogs and pigs, any band, nothing at once, or they can enjoy it with their sisters, mothers and everything. Nonsense. So you have, we were there. You are Gandharva, very beautiful, oh, very beautiful, like Gandharva, goddesses. Now, and lakhs births, you have come in this shape. This human life is only to realize who am I and who is Krishna. Nothing for else. So if you are going, what became? And then he cursed him. You will not be my inheritance. No? You will be deprived of this. You cannot be emperor or any king in my dynasty. Oh, he was very happy. I want to be a devotee, pure devotee. I have not come to enjoy all these things. Then he told his other sons, and one son became very happy. Oh, father, I want to obey because you have given this life and this body. He never knew that this body has been given by Krishna. He knew that his father, mother has given. But really it is not given by father, mother. Then he told that, oh, you should give your young age and take my old age. He happily took it. And what became? Now he became young and with so many wives, he was enjoying with out of lust. It became more than 10,000 years. Yet he was not satisfied. One day in evening, when he was going to take to chant the mantra given by Guru, well, he thought, oh, I have lost so many years. First I lost my 50,000 years in this, and now I have lost 10,000 more years in this. Oh, what should I do? Then he told a slok that sense gratifications and this lust cannot be satisfied by enjoying all these things. Like a fire, if you are giving ghee, oil, anything burning things, it will increase. So if you are enjoying, you will not be satisfied in thousand and thousand births as you are doing. Still a devotee, under a good guidance, but always you peeping some hole that I should enjoy. This person or this lady. It is very hard to escape from the hands of this lust. Even Brahma, Shankar, they became upset. Bewildered. So, don't go to waste. Otherwise it will sorrow. Don't go to north. What? Something more is there. It has been written in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I don't remember so much. You can read there, but I'm telling the essence of that story. Don't go. Or to sense gratification, taking fish, eggs, and all these things. It will not give anything or happiness. So come on with me and dig here in the east. I am here. So Gurudev is like this. He tells, oh, you are very unhappy. So many problems. You are suffering so much. And I'm... you should do this. What? Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Govinda.
Hare Krishna, Nitai Gaur Hari
Gaur. Oh, the boy told that, you told that, oh, from east it will come, oh, so much gold and wealth, but where is that? I am chanting Hari name, oh Gurudev, what you told, where is, oh, wealth? Huh? Oh, don't be worried, my child. It will sprout. In a seed, everything is there. All the potency of wealth and happiness, everything in these names. Even Radha and Krishna and his love and affection in these names. But gracefully it will come, not at a time. If you are planting any seed, giving water, proper, fencing, and then after some time, oh, sprouts comes. Oh, yellow, very powerful. But if you are digging always and seeing seed, oh, where is a sprout? Where is fruit? Where is fruit? Then it will dry. Don't do this. What your guru has planted in your heart, you should only hear. That is like water. And after some time, it will sprout. Don't dig anything. Don't do. Only water rise. Only hear Harikatha in the high class of association. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra. So go on doing. After some days, your all anarth will go and you will have Nishtha in Bhakti. Then, if Nishtha will come, you will be like Haridas Thakur. If anyone tells that, don't utter the name of Hare Krishna. Oh, I cannot follow you. If you are cutting me in pieces and pieces, even I cannot. Oh, this is like Nishtha. And then Ruchi will come. A taste will come. In what? In all kinds of chanting name and all these things. After it will be matured, oh, very good. It will come Ashakti. What? Attachment to Krishna, Bhakti, chanting. Then you will have no sleepiness in chanting. And then a taste will come, more taste. And if you are chanting, remembering, associating of, oh, then you will see a rati will come, like flower first came, or manjari. No? First glance of fruit, that rati. Like sun coming, so first.
It starts coming with red.
Reddish in the sky, like this. All kinds of andhakar will go away.
Darkness.
All ignorance will go. You will always be happy. And if you are hearing, Rati will be transferred into love and affection. And then you cannot be in this world. Jogmaya take you with her in a new face, very beautiful form. And you will go to Prakat Vrindavan, where Krishna is playing. Anywhere in this world, even Krishna is playing. Not in this, but another universe. There are lakhs and lakhs universe here and there. So anywhere he is playing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following him. Just we have this Mahaprabhu Leela has passed away. So there are so many high class of devotees. Even you are so much fortunate to have their darshan. Swamiji was one of them. And it may be some. And after that you will see that whole world will be covered with darkness. So you are very fortunate to be in this. So this is the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Sanatana Goswami. Now, time is over. Now 7:45 and drama.
Name
also to announce. You should name, announce, and drama should, they should be, players should be very ready. And they should at once be ready. Oh Radhike, oh dear Radhike, you should engage in your service of your lotus feet. Otherwise I will not be saved. I cannot keep my life. You are very, very, very beloved of Krishna. So he has, Srila Krishna Das Goswami has written this song in Govinda Lilamrit with all the qualities of Srimati Radhika, how she is beloved to Krishna. So if Krishna will hear this, will sprinkle his whole mercy to that devotee. By hearing the glories of Radhika, Krishna will be merciful. And by hearing the glories of Krishna, what? Radhika. He will be very. So we should glorify Krishna for Radhika, and we should glorify Krishna to please Radhika in this way. According to their quality. He engaged all. So my heartly blessings to her. And those here in this festival, they have helped any way. Prabhu, what name? Sarbhauma Prabhu. Vishakha, what name? Sudevi, Kishori Mahan, Jagamohan, Shikhandi, Nanda Gopal, and those who took in drama play, in doing kirtan. Anyhow, they came and joined. I'm from my heart, of course, I'm blessing them. Krishna should be merciful to them. I could not take the name of all Shyamrani and so many. Aranya Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, Prabhu Pundarik, Lola Devi, what, Brahmachari? Aradhanath, Brahmachari, and all top to bottom. I'm very happy. I want any gathering like this. In these 5 days, so many are so much inspired. I think that almost all, they have changed so much. Now they are very energetic. Like at the time of Swamiji. So I am very happy. You should not be weak in future. Very bold and strong. Be like Haridas Thakur and Prahlad Maharaj. Take your life in your hands for Krishna Bhakti. And always be ready to give this in the lotus feet of Gurudev and Krishna, Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu Nityananda. If you are like so, surely Nityananda Prabhu is responsible for this especially. If you are not going to Krishna, he is responsible. He has promised like this. Jatheshtam re bhrata kuru haru hari hari dhvana manisha Tato Dayo Mai Lage Idambahu Spotai Ratati Ratayanja Pratiham Ajay Nityanandam. He has promised. Oh, you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And if you are not going to Krishna, Golok Vrindavan, I am responsible for you. You should come to me and then
complain.
No one came to him up to now. There is no example. All became happy and all joined Golok Vrindavan. So I'm also telling you all, chant, remember the sweet and powerful pastimes of Krishna, his name, Radha name, and be happy forever. Oh. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to whom he met, he told that, now you are Guru. I'm giving the qualification of Guru. You should chant yourself Hare Krishna and tell it to others to whom you meet or see. Oh, you should say them that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I order like that. That you are now Guru and you should preach Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
He made all Guru to preach this, to give this message to whole world. And very soon, all that South India, all West India, all North India, South India, all became devotees. At first, oh, they were like Mayavadi, very strong Mayavadi. But by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all became. I want to see that when I will come in next tour, I should see that almost, oh, not less than 1,000 should come. You also, at least one devotee, make 20, 25, 30, 50, 100 devotees. You should preach to all. Now, you should make this chanting of Harinam very inconcessional rate. What is concession rate? Though you are not pure devotee, no. If you are drinking, making merry, sense, busy in sense gratification, or you still, you should chant Hare Krishna and be ready for future, for taking initiation. Now, what you are, where you are, how you are, you should chant. Like Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, he saw that, oh, these two drunkards are very qualified for this. Jagaiya and Madhai, drunkards, very shameful. Oh, these are qualified persons. If they are liberated by this name, then I will have a very strong faith on Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, I will not believe him. I will reject him. And what became? Oh, when Nityananda Prabhu only wished, oh, they were liberated. And you know that one of them, oh, what? Truck. Oh, some clay pot of that drinking
wine.
Even he told, oh, I have come to give it in concessional rate. You should chant even. And they chanted and they became, oh, very high class. So with this concession you should preach and make them ready to come to me. And then I will take them. That they will be very high class of devotees. In this way you should preach. Go on doing this. You know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming to Vrindavan, and in Ramkeli Gram he met with Rupa and Sanatana. And how he ordered them that you should very soon meet with me in Vrindavan. I am going to Vrindavan. And they left everything. Rupa Goswami divided his whole property into two parts, one for Brahmins and one for family maintenance. And this was given. And some he kept to some businessmen, where Sanatana Goswami was in prison. That if he needed, he will need, you should give him. So many coins, thousands of coins, was kept in business house. And how Sanatana Goswami it gave as a bribe to the jail keeper, and he was liberated from there. Even he was coming in the way with his one servant, and in the way some dacoits were there, and they wanted to kill both and to take that jewels. But Sanatana Goswami was very intelligent. He told that, "Have you anything with you?" He told that, "I have some gold coins. Oh, at once you should give me." And he took, and he gave to the dacoit leader. And then he became very happy. "Oh, I have been saved by doing some sins. Otherwise, in the night, I would have killed you both. But you are giving yourself. Now, what you want, I will serve you." He told that, "Oh, take me out of this forest and hilly places. I want to go to Varanasi." Oh, they did it. But the leader of the dacoit told that, "And still your servant has one golden coin. But I don't care, you should go." And when Sanatana Goswami came out of the forest and hilly lands on the bank of Ganges towards Varanasi, he asked, "Have you something any more?" He told that, "Oh yes, I have one. Why you kept? This is like a death call. Why you kept? Oh, I have kept only to serve you." "Oh, then you have no faith in God. The Krishna is merciful, you have no. So you should return back with this money." He began to cry, but even he was so hard that he told her, "I cannot take you. You will make me so many problems. So when you are going to do bhajan, you should be nishkinchal like Sanatana Goswami. Otherwise you cannot be, and cannot be." Shorten. "One day you will have to keep all these things and to be nishkinchal like him. Otherwise sweet pastimes of Krishna and name cannot come in pure way. What you are now chanting and remembering, these are not pure. Often it becomes aparad, namaparad. And sometimes it may be namabhash. Even namabhash is coming of very high class. It will destroy all your sinful activities, all ignorance and everything. Then you will be qualified for pure name." So first, anyhow, we should not give up to chant name with aparadha also. We should go on doing. And by the high class of association like this, you will be very strong. And then, it may be some namabhas can come. If you are chanting, 16, you are chanting 64 rounds in one 64 round, one name may be namabhas. It may be. It may be not. But those who are fortunate, their names should be namabhas. And one namabhas will destroy all things. Darkness will go. The light of name will come. Your heart be purified. and then it will be the platform for pure name. And one name, what will do? It will attract Krishna. It will attract Srimati Radhika also. And then very soon, that Radhi, Rati, mood, bhav will come. So one name even, if one name even in your life comes, it will destroy your all prarabdha karma. You know prarabdha karma? By prarabdha karma we have taken this body, human body, now. And it is essential that you will have to enjoy the fruits of your bad activities, good activities, for which this human body is made. You cannot... No, never and never. You will have to. Whether you are laughing or whether you are weeping. Like a doctor, if he wants to operate and make you healthy, then whether you are laughing or whether you are crying, anyhow, he will give some scent and you will be. And he will easily operate. He knows the tricks. And he will must operate. So Krishna is a very high class of doctor. And there, and he is so many subordinates, like Guru Acharya, they are more than him. Krishna can have some consideration, but these Acharya, no consideration. They will do very quickly operate you. And all your bad things they will take. So try to follow all these things. If anyone of this whole council is falling, then my preaching is successful. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, Srila Prabhupada has told, also Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami has told the same thing. Not only they, Srimad Bhagavat, Gita, and all Shastra tells like that. That it is very rare, very rare. You are very rare. Oh, so many elephants, so many tigers, so many bears, so many fishes, so many trees, creepers in this world. Lakhs and lakhs humans. There are so many species of human life. No? How much? 4 lakhs. Oh, among them you are. So you are also rare. But I want rare of rare. What is that slok? Narayan Parayana Sudralabha Prasantatma Koti Swapi Mahamni. Muktanam Apishiddhanam Narayan Parayana. Even Narayan. And in them, oh, one Krishna Bhakti is rare. In Krishna Bhakti also, oh, Siddha Bhakti are more rare. In them, oh, those who have a taste in greed in Brajarasa, oh, they are more. In them, if anyone is of Dasyarasa, oh, very rare. In their rares, oh, Sakhyarasa, Vala Bhakta is so rare. And in them, Vatsalya more rare, more rare. And Kotishwapi Vatsalya Ras Vala Bhakta, one gopi mood is rare. Very rare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to sprinkle this special mercy to all and have the same message for you. So you are so lucky. Don't be weak for sense gratification. Sense gratification cannot help you. You cannot be happy. After 2 days, oh, you will be very worried and so much problems will come. No one help in this world. This path is very bad. Oh, in this way, oh, very ferocious tigers and all are there, and burning fire is there. If you'll go, at once you will be burnt. So don't come with me. In bhakti path, it is very easy, very easy, very smooth, very fragrant. So much shade of trees here, kadamba tree, tamal tree, so many. Oh, you'll be happy. They prefer sweet water. In that way, no water, no shade, always burning fire out there. But you are, I know that you are attracted by that. Don't go. If you are following me, okay. And not following, then go and you will taste suffer. Gaur Brahmanandi. So, we want to begin today Roop Shiksha. I have told about Sanatana Jiksha something. You should begin Roop Shiksha. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him in Prayag, I want to give you one drop of from ocean of rasa. Begin something, then other will tell. That is why I came today very early, and I wanted that today we should tell about sadhan and sadhya. Sadhya, you know, to serve Srimati Radhika, to be a Radhika Dasi, this is our goal, highest goal. There are so many goals, Dasya Sakha Varsalya, but especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to sprinkle this. And we are now speaking about this, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Srila Rupa Goswami and gave one drop even to Rupa Goswami. That can drown whole world in that rush. Begin. From where we can come. So you go on.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said,
Swami Maharaj, never anywhere he has not written that they have come directly from Goloka. But some they think that he has told. But he has not written. He has written so many things, places, that jeev cannot dissociate from Brahma, Golok Vrindavan Dham. But some are mis-explaining his words. He cannot go against Jeev Goswami. He cannot go against Srimad Bhagavatam. He cannot go against Chaitanya Charitamrita. He cannot go against all the acharyas from beginning to end. He cannot go. So he cannot write. We should explain. We should reconcile his words.
So Tathasta Shakti, the jivas who manifested from this Shakti, they have their origin where? In Mahavishnu. This has been very
good. There was a pure devotee, always chanting and remembering. And he was causeless merciful. He used to go to take bhiksha anywhere. One day he went to a bhiksha, and fortunately he went to a door of a lady, old lady, who was very much against bhakti. That devotee went on the door and knocked the door and told, Radhe, 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 Radhe. It means give me something. But lady become very furious and very angry. At once you should go. I will not give anything. Go out at once. He came back. Next day again he went and told, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. She became very furious and angry. I have told you should not come. I don't want to see the face of devotee. Go at once. He returned back and next day again went and knocked the door and told, Radhe, 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 more louder. She became very angry. And she was at that time cleaning his courtyard by a old cow dung and mud with a old cloth. In India they do. So she was doing. Oh, she could not tolerate, and she took that and throw out to him to beating. And then he gladly took that. Oh, mother, you have given me this. And he took that and went to Jamuna, and he cleaned it so much. And anyone has given ghee, he kept it in that ghee and made so many batti. He made. And he gave it to Thakurji daily. And what became? Next day again he went. And she was very polite and humble. Oh, I have done so many wrong things. Please excuse me. And after that she became a high class of people. She became. So these are the examples of Sukriti mode. No Sukriti. High class of Uttama Adhikari, Maha Bhagavat. Even Narad may come, but you have you cannot recognize. And you will make some offenses to in their lotus feet. Even they are telling Harikatha, but you will not be attracted. At that time, what will be? If they are given instructions and sweet pastimes of Krishna, oh, you will sleep at once. You cannot enjoy. You cannot take anything. If there is no sanskar, no Sukriti. And if Sukriti, what he is telling? Noting down in his heart. And he will try to follow. He will not sleep. He will not give that chance. He will avail purely.
Or they will say, when such pure devotee is quoting the verse,
or by the mercy of Krishna, that this seed he gave to that person who was not happy in this world, and told that process of planting it and giving water. He told. But he gave to that person that you should plant in your heart and give water. Oh, also save, so that animal cannot graze it. Make a fence. So now duty is whose? Oh, that person. Guru gave this and told all the process, and he went on. You should do. Time to time I will come and see how you are falling or not falling. Now, by that process, he took that seed and planted in his heart. Oh, Gurudev also did something. He plowed his heart and gave some
fertilizer.
It was like a barren land. But Gurudev, mercifully, he plowed it, took out all kinds of jungles, cut out Mayavad, Sakhi Bheki, Sahajya, and all sense gratification. He took off from that land. And he gave first water. What water? Harikatha, sweet. Especially first, the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. And then, it became smooth and some fertilized. Oh, Guru has also somewhat mushal.
Plow and club.
What he did? The demons were against making this land fertilize. With his club, he drove out all wicked animals and all things from there. So this Guru did. And then he told, now this is fertile and you should plant in this way. And then that person followed the
order.
followed the process and planted here very, very carefully. And he was waiting for so many days. A sprout should come. Then what became? Madhav Maharaj, you will speak something. Very, very beautiful. You should try to hear. You cannot hear all these things anywhere in this world. I know. In whole world. Only you are hearing here. You cannot hear anywhere in the whole world. Not in this world or in universe also. Or you can hear it only where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bhakts are there. Oh, there. And they should be rasik and tattvak. Then you can hear. Go on.
So,
is the incarnation or manifestation of Baldev Prabhu, who has a plough and who has a club. You should know.
So, what is the avatar? Shravan Kirtan
was making fertile the lands of demon's sons. What he was telling? Something.
Prahlad Maharaj told to his friends, they asked Prahlad, now our master teacher is not here, better we can play. Let us
and enjoy sense here. Gratification like.
They told, oh Prahlad, don't be worry. Now our teacher is not here, let us eat, drink and be merry. Prahlad, no, never. Listen here first carefully. Kaumarat acharet pragdom dharman bhagavata aniha. In creeper, two limbs will come at first.
What are they?
Little garden, you can see, at first the limbs will come like folded position. And the which will come later on outside, it is smooth, and which will go down, it is little rough.
First,
but
what
top,
is seen?
You will see the rough side is.
What rough. First is seen? It is rough. And after that, when the lips is in full, then rough side becomes?
Go down and smooth side will come.
And a smooth side come. What is this?
The first two lips are Klesagni and Shugodha. Klesagni means?
If you are positively in the guidance of Guru or Vaishnava, you are following his instructions and chanting, remembering, oh, nine kinds of this bhakti, especially five kinds of bhakti. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavashman, Mathura Bhash, Srimurti Shaman. Oh, surely all your problems will go. All your difficulties, sorrow, suffering will go. Sure, if it is not going, it means you are not doing properly. And then, second will come.
Subhada.
Subhada. All kinds of Shubha.
All kinds of auspiciousness will come.
Will come. If so many problems are coming now in your life, you are suffering so much, it means you are not doing properly all these things. You should follow and practice practically. You will see after some days, they will go. And only good fortunate will come. So many good qualities will come automatically. All bad things go away. And after some time, what becomes? Two lips more comes.
After that,
rough and smooth. What is rough and smooth?
The lips, the upper part is smooth and lower part is rough.
It
what
has
is
been
the significance?
Told.
The upper part, the smooth part is Raganga Bhakti and lower part, means rough part, is Vaidhi Bhakti. By Raganga Bhakti, you can develop very, very easily, that means spontaneous devotion. And rough side means Vaidhi Bhakti, regulative devotion. You have no strong desire to do Bhakti.
Oh, we have heard from Guru and Vaishnavas and Shastras. If we not do so, if we not do bhakti, we have got to hell without any hell. So Master shall do. And second one, the spontaneous devotion. We have heard from Guru and Vaishnavas. Oh, in Braj, the Sakhas, they are playing with Krishna. Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, they are nourishing Krishna. Gopis are serving Krishna in so many ways. Just like I am giving an example. Once, Krishna was surrounded with his Sakhas and they went to arena, they start wrestling match. And Krishna defeated by Sridham. And all Sakhas began to clap. Oh, Krishna is loser, Sridham is winner. After few minutes, Krishna began to clap all alone. Then also, Krishna, what happened? Why are you clapping? Oh, I am winner, Sridham is loser, so I am clapping. Then Sakhas thought, how come? You don't know? When, according to wrestling match, if your back will touch it up, and your rivalry if on your chest, then you are defeated by him. So when Sridham was on my chest, then Sridham nose was down, my nose was up. So I am winner, this is simple way. So hearing all this thing, if someone, I want to serve Krishna, this like Sridham, Subal, etc. And I want to play Krishna, I want to make him happy. So hearing Harikatha and Mother Yashoda, what she is doing? She is trespassing Krishna. Oh Krishna, you are so naughty boy. I dressed you just now so nicely. You make the cloth dirty. I should not take you in my lap. I should not take any more. You are very naughty. Like a monkey, go play with monkey. And Krishna is stealing butter here and there. Later on, when Krishna has stolen her butter from his mother house, then Mother Yashoda bind him. Oh, hearing this, none can bind Bhagavan. Oh, Mother Yashoda bind Krishna. Oh, I want to also serve Krishna this way. Hearing all this pastime, if anyone want to serve Krishna this way, then greed will come to serve this way. It is called spontaneous devotion, not by fear, but spontaneously want to serve hearing all this thing. Later on, two more lips will come. What are those? Moksha Lohuta Krit Sudhir Lava. Moksha Lohuta Krit means we want salvation. A salvation is not good. So Bhagavan told himself his own lotus leaves. Diyo manam opina grinnanti bina mat sevanam jana. If I want to donate my devotee the liberation or salvation, what they will do? Oh, they don't like. They will not even listen to words of Bhagavan, they will close their eyes, we don't want. So if we will do bhakti, then tendency or propensity come from your heart that we don't want salvation is too significant. Yet the nothing is there in moksha. And sudhur labha. And this bhakti is very, very rare. Are you doing bhakti and savan kirtan? You are watering by savan and kirtan. But you have to remember, Gurudev told us before, you have to make an offense. What offense? Make a fence. You have to make a fence, you should not do any offense. So what is the dangerous offense? Vaishnava aparad. Yadi Vaishnava aparad uthe hati mata, upareva chindeta sukhi jaya pata. If you do Vaishnava aparad, offense in the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, then very, very dangerous.
Then what are two remaining lips?
The two remaining lips are Sandananda Visheshatma, Sri Krishna Karsani Chasa. So, what are the two lips? Rest that you will feel so much anger, so much pleasure. Always you will be always happy, happy. Sandananda, condensed form of pleasure you will get. And by your bhakti, even you will attract Krishna. And you can control Krishna by your devotion. So to get this, six leaves gradually, you should not do any Vaishnava parad.
No, thank you. After that, what became? Very good. Oh, you should hear very positively. And note down your hearts. Radhe, 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 Jai, Jai. Then it will be offense. Otherwise, oh, out of ignorance, you are doing something. Oh, it is ignorance. It can be forgiven. No harm. No. Go on. Oh, what you should do? You should.
We have example of Dhruv Maharaj when
they cannot understand, but Vaishnavas are so merciful, causeless merciful. Anyhow, they may make any sukriti, and after that they can know. Ignorance may go, but even knowing, and they are doing again offenses, then it will be very high class, very powerful offense, and he will go to hell. Anyone cannot save. Even Nam, even Krishna, very hard. In some cases, Nam can help, but oh, personally you will have to go to them and to four people. Then Nam Prabhu may excuse, otherwise not. After that, what became?
Then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Sadhak is not sincere, but hearing very powerful Hari Katha from Guru or any bona fide Vaishnava. Oh, what will be? He will not have bhakti. Or oh, instead of bhakti, self praise will come. All will praise him. They will donate so much wealth, reputation, so many cars, so many all luxurious things. Automatically they will. Very good, beautiful, young, aged lady will come. Automatically they will come. So all will come. And what will be? What became of the devotees of Swamiji? Those were not sincere. Oh, very easily they collected all these things and went to their hell. There was none to save him. Even they thought that, oh, my Gurudev was not qualified like me. I am taking so much wealth and giving to my Gurudev by hook and crook. He could not do. He depends on me. I can attract so many persons. Oh, he could not attract so much. Oh, we are more than him. But when these offenses came and he could not digest, then what became? They left everything and now they are like zero. Same person even they are. Some murdered himself to someone, anyone other murdered, and some are without all these things. No power, nothing, no one gives anything, but they hate. So you should be always careful for this, so that this should not come in you. First you should do, and then be sincere and hear, and then all good qualities will come.
Missed achar, forbidden behavior, kutinati.
Oh, it seems that those who are not sincere but preaching so much, but actually from heart, core of heart, they are not following the instructions of their Gurudev or devotees, or like Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavat. What will be? Oh, so much worldly things will come to them and they will think that, oh, bhakti. And others, those who are ignorant, they will think, oh, this person. Oh, very good singing. Oh, very good in pose. Very sweet voice. And his car is the value of his car is what? How much?
$100,000.
And his house, equitative, everything.
Golden palace.
So he is really a sincere guru and powerful or transcendental Vaishnava. Both will be what? Go to hell. But it will seem that he is also singing, chanting name, or he will, when he will be in house, he will not chant. When he will go out of his house, or at once he will take Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. No. And he will chant, he will not chant, he will chatter and patter one day. But all this, very glorious this person. Really he is a first class devotee. We should follow. And what begins? After some time they see that, with a lady he has fled away. He has run away here. Oh, this is busy. So we should cut from the beginning this. But also there are so many
branches
are coming from its own root.
So all of these things?
No. You should cut out even if you think that I should worship Shankar and he will give me so many wealth and reputation. It should be cut out. Ganesh, like other demigods, everything you should cut out. And up to this, this is universe. And then creeper, if you are doing so, then creeper goes out of this. And there, Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, Ramchandra, even Krishna, Dwarkadhish,
creaming,
you should cream. And if you are going to Vrindavan, Sakharas, Varsalaras, you should not cream. What you should do? You should honor, and keeping them aside, you should go where? In the lotus feet of gopis. And there, this lata will fruit. Very good fruit. But still it is not ripen. After some time you will rip. By practicing bhakti yoga here, Hari Katha Shraman, Shramanam Kirtanam Vishnuam, by this. And then there it will be ripened. Where? In Golok Vrindavan, in the lotus feet of Krishna. But where is gardener?
In this world.
Yes.
So now the creeper.
Here, in this world, in bhava state, rati state. The fruit is there, but coming in this world. Now, by following the creeper, he will try to
climb the creeper.
And he will go there. And there, forever, he will taste all fruits, very sweet fruit of mango. Gaur Prema. Very good. In essence of Rup Siksha, we have told. They will keep all these things there and heart, and they will follow. And if not, then try to hear again and again and follow Upadeshamrita of Srila Rupa Goswami and Manasiksha of Manasiksha. And then you will be happy forever. This is this. What?
The fruit that comes, who is enjoying that fruit?
I'm not hearing.
The fruit which comes on the creeper, who is enjoying? Who is tasting the
fruit? The sadhak.
Gardener.
Gardener. Guru is expert. He is always there. Yes, he will. He will serve only. Krishna and Radha always enjoying. One drop may come to thee. By enjoying Krishna and Radha, he will see and taste like a servant. What?
In the Jiva Dharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that the jiva goes from the marginal potency either to the material world or to spiritual world by chance. I don't understand why he says it's by chance. That isn't it by his own choice that he goes either spiritual world or material world?
Oh, you should reply. Krishna sent Maya to crush you. That you should remember that I should not do all these things. So we should take the opportunity and try to realize what Vaishnava and Guru is telling. Indeed, now we are fortunate. But before we were something in Maya, crushed in jail. But now you are fortunate, try to follow what we are instructing and be a pure devotee.
Gurudev, in his question, he was assuming that anyone who does not choose to come to this world automatically goes to Vaikuntha instead of Goloka Vrindavan. Is that correct?
No, it is not correct. Anyhow, he will be this side or that side. This is okay?
Yes.
On a sharp blade, anyone cannot be there. Either there or there. If he comes, then Sarup Shakti will help him. And it may be that there are so many various kinds of devotees. It depends on Sarup Shakti, Jogmaya. He will test your heart and accordingly he will give the association of that bhakta. Like Gop Kumar, he went also to Vaikuntha. But by the grace of Jogmaya, one of his manifestation Brahma Jyotishpur, that Mahamaya, Kamakhya Devi. He gave that person Gopal Mantra. He could not understand what is this and that. But even he gave. So it may be, anywhere he may be, Jogmaya, according to his position, he will arrange his association. And by that association, gradually he will develop.
So it depends what potency is in that.
Yes,
jiva.
Potency in your heart. All has some potency of Krishna's relation. All. Among five, you must be there. Any of them, in potency there is in your heart with soul. And it will be developed. Now in human shape, Krishna has arranged everything and you are lucky and so fortunate to come in association. Now it depends on you. How strong you are and you want to follow. Today our class is finished. I am very happy, very successful. Govinda Dasis, this management, all are happy. My heartly blessings to her. I think very soon we will meet in Vancouver and after that
Eugene.
There also it may be that so many devotees will be assembled there. And so, Harikatha for 4 or 5 days we will. And after that you may go to California and from Bezer and so many places. Thank you. Kirtan. Oh, I invite you all, those who are, those who can manage, no money problem, they can come to India at the time of Brajmandal Parikrama, in October, November perhaps it will be. Oh, very good festival, for 1 month. If you cannot for 1 month, even for 15 days you can come and enjoy and see how Krishna lifted Giriraj Govardhan. Oh, how beautiful Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. Oh, more beautiful Bhandirvan, more beautiful here and there. You will see, and then bhakti may come. So I am inviting you all, anyhow, by selling your houses, by keeping mortgage your wife's even or husband. Understand? Keep mortgage your wife or husband. Better husband's margin, mortgage, and come to India.
And sell your dog.
Sell your horses.
Sell your dog.
Huh?
You can sell your dogs and horses, no horse. God, huh? God.